It's As It Is, New Year's Eve edition from VOA Learning English. I'm Steve Ember. Now, depending on where in the world you are and when you're joining us, the start of the new year is just hours, or maybe minutes, or even seconds away. As far back in history as we can tell, people have celebrated the start of a new year. The people of ancient Egypt began their new year in summer. That is when the Nile River flooded its banks, bringing water and fertility to the land. Today, most people celebrate New Year's Day on January 1st. People observe the New Year holiday in many different ways, usually starting with New Year's Eve. The ancient Babylonians celebrated the New Year by forcing their king to give up his crown and royal clothing. They made him get down on his knees and admit all the mistakes he had made during the past year. Now, that idea of admitting mistakes and finishing the business of the old year is found in many cultures at New Year's. So is the idea of making New Year's resolutions. A resolution is a promise to change or do something different in the coming year. Making New Year's resolutions is a common American tradition. Breaking them is, too. Today's popular resolutions might include the promise to lose weight, stop smoking, or be more productive at work. Some members of our Learning English group have offered New Year's resolutions of their own and told me I could share them. So here goes. One of our people promised to stop telling stories about others. That practice is known as gossip. Another staff member promised to spend more time with his family. Our boss resolved to be the best dad ever. And one of our people said about resolutions, "Oh, I gave that up years ago." Here's one we've all at least thought about. I resolved to win the lottery. Another colleague wants to stop smoking. Every year, she says, she makes that resolution, and every year it hasn't happened. Another one of our group is resolving to lose some weight. Those resolutions usually have to wait until after the holiday season. Lots of festive meals, you know. Now, here's one I like. My resolution is to stop making resolutions because I never keep them. For example, this colleague told me, "I have not given up eating too many sweets," resolved on many a January 1st. She says she will still work for chocolates. That's good to know. One person, that would be me, decided to get a new cat to replace a much-loved one that had recently died. Now, that resolution was made at the end of 2002. It took me almost 2 years to keep it, but in October of 2004, at an animal shelter in Virginia, I was adopted by a very handsome and very talkative gray and white cat. Muir and I have been together ever since. He even helped me out on a recent As It Is program all about cats. Perhaps you heard him? He's the one that purrs like a diesel locomotive. Other people use New Year's resolutions to make changes in how they live their lives. One such resolution might be to stop and smell the roses. That's always a pleasant thing to do, but what the expression means is to take time to enjoy life's simple pleasures instead of always being too busy and in a hurry. Another resolution might be, don't sweat the small stuff. This means not to worry or get angry about unimportant things. Another resolution might be to be happy now and to forget about bad things that happened in the past. or to be thankful for the most important things in life, like family and friends. Here's a little musical resolution I made to wrap up today's program with a musical question.
Maybe it's much too early in the game. Ah, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing New Year's? New
That's Margaret Whiting's classic recording of the Frank Lesser tune, What Are You Doing New Year's Eve? As It is a production of VOA Learning English. Steve Ember here, and no matter what you're doing New Year's Eve, our resolution is to wish you a happy, healthy, and productive New Year.
Maybe I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one you chose. Out of 1,000 invitations,